The Man Who Escaped, Episode 16.
In Chicago, Marilyn helped Fletcher disguise himself as an old man. Then they went to the Ringside Club to look for Kincaid. Rossi has also gone to Chicago. He has decided to go to the Ringside Club to look for Kincaid, too.
Marilyn and Fletcher walked into the Ringside Club and sat down at a table in the lounge. Several people looked at them curiously as they entered. The club was crowded and noisy. A band was playing.
I didn't think it would be like this,
Marilyn said. Fletcher was not listening to her. His eyes were searching all around the room for the one face that he would recognize instantly.
It's nearly 9 o'clock, and Kincaid isn't here,
he said after a few minutes.
Surely you didn't expect to walk in and find him just like that.
No, I guess not.
When the band stopped playing and the club was quiet for a few minutes, Fletcher called the head waiter.
Yes?
The head waiter said as he walked over to the table.
What can I get you?
In his weak old man's voice, Fletcher answered,
Nothing, actually. I just wanted to ask you a question.
Certainly, sir,
the head waiter said.
Does a man named John Kincaid ever come in here?
Fletcher asked. Neither Fletcher nor Marilyn noticed the reaction on the face of the man sitting at the next table when Fletcher said Kincaid's name.
Do you mean Colonel Kincaid, the owner of the antique store on Jackson Boulevard?
Yes, yes,
Fletcher answered slowly.
That's the one. Colonel John Kincaid, the one with the antique shop. Has he been in here this evening?
No, I don't think so,
the head waiter said.
Wasn't that a little dangerous?
Marilyn asked when the head waiter left.
I guess it was,
Fletcher answered.
But I've got to work fast. I've got to find Kincaid before the police find me.
Marilyn and Fletcher walked to a taxi parked in front of the Ringside Club. They did not notice the man that followed them out of the club. He got in the taxi just behind theirs.
Where to?
The driver asked.
Jackson Boulevard, where the antique stores are,
Marilyn told the driver. After a few minutes, the driver turned onto Jackson Boulevard and slowed down.
Well, here we are. There are quite a few antique stores around here. Where do you want to stop?
Let us off at the corner,
Marilyn said. Marilyn and Fletcher walked along the street slowly, looking into each store. Suddenly, Fletcher saw something in a store window. There was a sign that said, Antique Military Weapons, and there was a large display of old pistols.
Of course,
Fletcher exclaimed.
Colonel Kincaid. This must be the place.